So clearly, there are a lot of issues to think about when you start thinking about whether to pursue such an avenue. Because what are we going to do with all these Barrett's patients once we pick them up? And as I've said, most individuals with Barrett's esophagus will not develop adenocarcinoma. So if we start uncovering all those undiagnosed Barrett's esophageal patients, are the endoscopists around the country, myself included, who perform surveillance going to thank us? Probably not. So we need to think about how we then take this forward into something which is practical and useful.